MSR News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats' approach to dealing with President Biden's health concern amounts to the biggest political cover-up that we've ever seen. Bernie Bennett with the report.
In an interview with Fox News' The Ingram Angle, Johnson responded to former Speaker Nancy Pelosi's comments that she was advising Democrats to, quote, just hold off on airing any concerns that they might have about the president until after the significant NATO summit this week. Johnson told host Laura Ingram, quote, it's been an incredible thing to watch on Capitol Hill, when asked what he makes of Pelosi's comments and what they, quote, tell you about her confidence in Biden. Alarm bells have been ringing about Biden's mental acuity since June 27th, when he appeared to stumble in words and lack energy in a debate against former President Trump. The event has sparked concerns among Democrats about his ability to beat Trump or to serve another 4 years, and many have called on him to step aside. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a second person has died in Vermont in the flooding from Hurricane Beryl's remnants. A driver swept away in his vehicle by floodwaters Thursday in Lindenville. Waterbury resident Grant Nelson says after it started raining heavily, emergency officials helped his family evacuate.
It didn't seem so bad, and then all of a sudden it got really bad really quick, and it was dark out, and I couldn't really see how I could get out if we had to. So I called the fire department, and they sent Waterbury Rescue, and they guided, three guys guided myself, my wife, my daughter, and our cat out into safety.
A New York jury deliberating at the bribery trial of Senator Bob Menendez. The trial has played out for the past 2 months in Manhattan federal court. Federal prosecutors say Menendez and his wife catered to the needs of three New Jersey business firms from 2018 to 2022 in return for gold cash and a Mercedes-Benz convertible. The Dow up 297 points, the NASDAQ adding 163 now. This is SRN News. Baptist churches are banding together to help their communities.
Over 1,000 churches in North Carolina have banded together to call on church members across the state to serve their local communities. Baptist Press reports that August 3rd through the 10th will be the time to implement the Serve North Carolina Initiative, a mission for the churches and their members to meet the needs of their surrounding neighborhoods that week. As of Monday, July 8th, 1,003 churches have committed to participate, the majority of which are churches that partner with the Baptist State Convention of North Carolina. Churches have prepared for Serve North Carolina by signing up at servenc.com, where they could receive free resources, training, and promotional materials to provide assistance for the event. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A fire broke out this week in the spire of the medieval cathedral in northern France that was under renovation. But authorities said it was quickly brought under control. It is the tallest church in France. This is SRN News. A new initiative to monitor swimmers and sharks on New York City beaches with surveillance drone is spurring backlash from shorebirds.
Since launching this summer, the police drones have been repeatedly swarmed by flocks of American oyster catchers, forcing pilots to ground the devices on several occasions. Veronica Welsh with the Parks Department says the birds appear to be mistaking the drones for predators.
They will pretty much like fly at it. They'll try to like swoop at it. They'll be vocalizing the whole time. And it all pretty much doesn't stop until the drone goes down.
Wildlife groups fear the beach's other bird species, including endangered piping plovers, could be driven away by the drones. Jake Offenhartz, New York.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says a sweeping investigation into suspected drug trafficking rings has produced more than 200 arrests and drug seizures at nearly $685,000. This is SRN News.